today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, especially the listener of this program, today's special, Salaamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special on a special day. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Shia's second Imam, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him. Please accept our condolences on this said occasion. Today, Thursday, is the 7th of the month of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 24th of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. Because today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him, we know more about his character. Meet Imam Hassan, peace be upon him. This is Hassan, son of Ali. They told me, my heart became filled with hatred. I heeded toward him and said, are you the son of Ali? He responded, I am his son. I then started to curse him and his father. These were the words of a traveler to the city of the Prophet, Medina. Upon seeing Imam Hassan, propaganda in the traveler's country had led him to view Imam Ali and his family in a terribly negative light. The traveler continued, when I finished, he asked me, it seems you are a stranger here. I replied, yes. Then he said, come on over to our place. If you need a house, we will host you, or money, we will give it to you, or if you have another need, we will assist you. After hearing this, there was no one on the face of the earth more beloved to me than him. Every time I think back to what he did and what I did, I'm grateful to him and feel embraced about how I acted. Dear Muslim Shia, accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him.
Are all Kurama. They're all generous. All of them. Every single one of them. And their generosity exceeds our understanding. We can never understand the generosity of Ahlul Bayt. But the generosity of Imam Hassan was so public and known that he is known to be Kareem Ahlul Bayt, the generous of Ahlul Bayt. A man goes in Medina, he knocks at the doors to get money. There is no one to give him. A man tells him, go to that door. If you knock at that door, you'll get something. So he says, whose house is it? He says, it is the house of Hassan, the son of Ali, the grandson of Rasulullah. So he went and he knocked the door and he asked for money. Imam Hassan cracked the door open. He didn't open the door fully. He gave him without looking at him, and he says, خُذْهَا فَإِنِّي إِلَيْكَ مُعْتَذِرٌ وَعْلَمْ بِأَنِّي عَلَيْكَ ذُو شَفِقَةٍ. Take it and know that this is the best I can do. I don't have anything else. And I do not want to see you because it will embarrass you. So take it. One day he goes to a meeting and Muawiyah is there. So Muawiyah wants to show off. He says to Imam Hassan, I heard that you accept gifts. If someone gives you gifts, you accept gifts. So Imam Hassan says, Rasulullah has taught us that if we're given gifts, we do not reject them. So he took 500,000 golden coins and he gave it to Imam Hassan. And he said to him, خُذْهَا فَنَبْنُ هِنْد. Allahu Akbar. Publicly fighting Islam, publicly being proud of his mother Hind. And he calls himself the Khalifa of the Muslims. He says, take it, Hassan, and I am the son of Hind. Imam Hassan took it. Then a servant brought Imam Hassan his shoes, his sandals. He put the sandals in front of Imam Hassan. Imam Hassan took the 500,000 golden coins and he gave it to that slave. And he says, خُذْهَا فَنَبْنُ فَاطِمَة. Take it. I am the son of Fatima. Allahu Akbar.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
This part entitled Muawiyah's plot to poison Imam Hassan. So we know about this real story. It was Muawiyah's ardent desire to impose his son Yazid upon the Muslims by making him the succeeding Khalifa, Caliphate, despite the fact that Yazid was the playboy of the time, with many evil habits including gambling, heavy drinking, and indulgence in the pleasures of the flesh. But the peace agreement would not permit Muawiyah to appoint Yazid as his successor. According to the agreement, Imam Hassan would immediately become Khalifa upon Muawiyah's death. Therefore, Muawiyah sent one of his agents to contact Imam Hassan's wife, Ja'dah. Ja'dah was asked a small favor, to put a little poison in Imam Hassan's food. And in return, Muawiyah would give her a large sum of money and also make her wife of his son Yazid. A few days later, she mixed poison in honey and gave it to the Imam. As soon as the Imam took the poison honey, he became seriously ill. Sensing that his death was imminent, the Imam designated his brother Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, to be the third Imam. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him. We offer our condolences to all our Shia Muslims and ask them to pray for all Muslims, inshallah.
فيكم الثقلان إني حديث الثقلان حبيب الله قرآن هيدر زهر أبو حسن قرآن تسعه المعصومين من ذريه الحسين.
You are with today's special, and in this part, leaders of the youth of paradise. Who are they? Imam Hassan bore a striking resemblance to the Prophet in manners and appearance. He was the pictures of humbleness, patience, and generosity. Three times in his brief life of 47 years, he gave away in charity half of his entire possessions for the sake of God, thus earning the title Karim of Ahlul Bayt for his great munificence. No person ever disclosed his problems to Imam Hassan, but he was provided all sorts of relief and succor. Once when a person came to the Imam before saying anything, the Imam gave him money. The man was deeply surprised and Imam smiled and said, "We are the people who instill hopes in hearts. We donate before a demand is made so as to spare any embarrassment for persons in need." During the lifetime of the Prophet, he, along with his younger brother Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, used to frequently accompany the Prophet to the mosque. Whatever he heard from the Prophet, he would recount to his mother, Lady Fatima, peace be upon her, on returning home. It was the habit of his father Imam Ali to ask him different questions in public so that the people would become aware of the God-given knowledge of Imam Hassan, peace be upon him. No doubt a famous hadith from the Prophet calls Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, peace be upon them, as leaders of the youth of paradise.
The enemies of Allah until today, they fight against Imam al-Hasan and the Nur of Allah. Look at his grave in Baqi'. Until today, Allah says they want to shut off the Nur of Allah. Yiduna, they want that they turn off Nurullah bi-afwahihim with their tongues, but not only with their tongues, even with their actions. They think that by demolishing the grave, the shrines of Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba and the Imams in Baqi' alayhim as-salam and Umm al-Baneen alayhi as-salam, they will demolish the dhikr of Ahlul Bayt. La wallah. La wallah. Like Zainab said to Yazid ibn Muawiyah, "Do whatever you want, ya Yazid. By God, you will not stop people from remembering us. And you will not stop the revelation and the wahi of Allah, the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." But Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan wanted to turn the Nur of Allah off. And he gave him poison through his wife, Ju'dah. Ju'dah was given a poison, a special poison that Muawiyah got from the Roman Caesar. He told him, "I want a poison that would dissolve the organs inside the body." SubhanAllah. Look at the hatred. So he gave him poison. He brought Ju'dah, the wife of Imam al-Hasan, and he told her, "You give this poison to Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, and I will give you money, and I will make you marry my son Yazid." And unfortunately, she sold her akhirah, she sold the love of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, for the pleasure of Yazid and Muawiyah, for the love of dunya. Wal-iyadu billah.
Dear brothers and sisters, today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him. On behalf of cast and crew of this program, we offer our condolences to all of you, and please keep us in your dua and supplication. Have a nice time.
Ya Aba Muhammad, Ya Hassan ibn Ali, أيها المجتبى يا ابن رسول الله يا حجة الله على خلقه يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله.